In Nashville's mayoral race, one leading candidate is painting herself as the outsider. Carol Swain says she never intended to be a politician, but is running again after placing second last year. In the last of four mayoral interviews this week, WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports Swain became well-known for inflammatory comments on national politics, but is now pushing a platform of hyper-local issues.
In most ways, Carol Swain stands out in this race. There's the obvious. She's the only woman among the leading candidates, and at that, a black woman. She's also unabashedly conservative. And her life story stands apart.
I was born and raised in Virginia, in a rural area. I was one of 12 children. We all dropped out of school after completing the eighth grade.
By age 21, Swain was a mother of three. She says she worked a series of jobs from door-to-door sales to assisting in a nursing home.
I eventually got a high school equivalency, went to a community college, and got the first of five degrees.
Swain taught at Princeton and then came to Vanderbilt to teach law and political science. But she has not held an elected office. So what qualifies you to run what is ultimately a $2 billion city government?
Well, I'll start off with the fact that I have common sense. And I've spent the last 28 years teaching and studying government and public policies. And I know what works and what doesn't work. And what I've seen is that too many people have gone into public service for the wrong reason.
In fact, she says career politicians are the problem.
If you look at their records, that's the strongest case for not having them to run a city. I think that they're too entangled with the system to really change the system. I believe sometimes you need an outsider.
This kind of frank criticism is how Swain has made her name. She's caught intense flack for her frequent critiques of Black Lives Matter and for disparaging Muslims. Such comments prompted Vanderbilt students to petition for her removal. When Swain retired, she needled students as being overly sensitive. Now she's trying to turn from national political commentary toward the ins and outs of city government, which she frequently blasts as being wasteful and full of cronyism.
So where do you think the waste is in metro government?
It's everywhere. I believe it's in every department.
For instance, she says it's taking too long for builders to get their permits. So Swain has a slate of priorities. At the top for her, public safety. She says she'd hire a new police chief, along with at least 100 additional officers.
The police are so short-staffed, they cannot do their job adequately. And the morale of the department is so low that they have an enormous amount of turnover.
Swain also laments what she calls an out-of-control crime rate.
We've looked at some of the numbers. We do see that some crimes are up, theft, property theft. We do see that violent crime is lower than in the mid-2000s.
Crime reporting may be down in Nashville. I don't think crime is down, nor do I think people always report it. But I believe that that it's all politics. And the mayor, for his State of Metro address, he announced that crime was down in Nashville, and so there's an incentive to do that.
Swain takes her stance in part from what she says police officers are telling her. And as she talks policy, she often takes this populist angle, citing rank-and-file Nashvillians over expert opinions. That's one of two traits she shares with President Donald Trump, whom she's supported. The second trait is the dark picture she tends to paint.
I love this city. And the conditions are getting worse and worse, and it will take an outsider to change it.
On housing, Swain says she wants to help service workers who are being priced out and who are enduring long commutes.
And I don't want Nashville to be the kind of city where it's just primarily for the affluent.
Her idea is for Metro to give away more of its property holdings to developers who will build affordable homes. She's also bothered by homelessness.
To allow them, you know, to be on the streets downtown, I don't think that's good for people, for tourists, or for anyone that's downtown to be harassed by panhandlers or see these people in a situation where they don't have anywhere to go to the bathroom.
Swain, like most of her competitors for mayor, tends toward brass tax ideas instead of anything soaring. For transportation, it's better turn lanes at 50 intersections and more vans instead of buses. For the codes department, hire more inspectors. At times, she suggests ideas that are already underway. Swain may have a bit of a metro learning curve, but she maintains that her ability to study up is an asset to her outsider campaign for mayor. For WPLN News, I'm Tony Gonzalez.
Our mayoral candidate interviews are all available on our website, To keep up with the contest, visit WPLN.org/mayor2019.